most important sacrament. Because in the other sacraments, the water, for example, in baptism is poured. Grace comes into the soul, but the sacrament ceases. Confirmation, the bishop anoints the child and slaps them, and the sacrament happens, but it goes away. Today you receive the greatest sacrament. Our Lord comes and stays with you. He comes and gives himself to you. He remains on your tongue and in your heart. It's the greatest sacrament. St. Philip Neri one time saw a lady who received our Lord in Holy Communion. She decided that she was going to leave Mass early. She said, I want to get out of here as soon as I can. And she received Jesus in Holy Communion. And she left the church before Mass was over. And St. Philip Neri told the servers, the acolytes, go take the candles. Take the candles that are a sign of our Lord's presence and go after her, go chase her, and carry your candles next to her. St. Philip Neri said, she is a living tabernacle. We have, of course, not right now in this tabernacle, but normally in the tabernacle in the church, Christ is present all the time. And we know that because there's a light lit. It tells you that Jesus is present. It's a living flame because a living being is there. God himself is there. And when you receive Jesus today, dear children, you will be a living tabernacle. Think about that. What do we do to the tabernacle when we come into the church? We give it the most profound act of adoration. We genuflect. We genuflect. Because God is there. And for some time today, dear children, for the first time, God already dwells in your soul. But for the first time, Jesus will come to you physically. And you'll be a living tabernacle for a little while. Why does he come to you? Why today? Why now? Because, dear children, you are at an age where you will start making decisions to do good or to do evil. And Jesus wants to help you make the best decisions all the time. He wants to keep sin away from you. He wants to protect your soul so that he can help you and feed you and bring you to heaven. It's Jesus you receive in the Holy Eucharist, God himself. What a beautiful thing that is. Down in about 100 years ago, in 1906, down in Colombia, a little island off of Colombia, there were some earthquakes in the ocean near that island. And when children, when earthquakes happen in the ocean, it creates a huge wave, a wave as tall as some of these buildings. And that it's called a tsunami. And the wave can come ashore and destroy everything, can wash everything away. Back in 1906, down near Colombia, in a place called Tumaco, a little island, there were some of these earthquakes in the ocean. It created a huge tsunami. 500 people along the coast died because of these waves. But that little island of Tumaco was spared. How? The faithful went to the priest, and they told him about the tsunami that was coming. And the priest went, and he consumed all the little hosts in the ciborium in the tabernacle. But he took the big host and the monstrance, and he went out to the ocean with his faithful behind him, and he made the sign of the cross on the wave as it was approaching, and the wave stopped and stopped coming, and it receded, and it went back down, and everybody on that island was spared. A piece of bread, dear children, can't do that. Only God can do that. God did that. He'll do the same for you. He'll ward off the dangers to your soul. If you receive Him frequently, it will help you to not fall into sin. Of course, you know that if you fall into mortal sin, you can't go to communion. You have to first go to confession. Mortal sin's a big sin. It takes a lot to commit a mortal sin. You have to know that you're committing a big sin. It has to be a big sin, in fact. Most of the time, we're trying to avoid venial sins. And so it's okay for you to go to communion, even if you have committed some venial sins, so that Jesus can come to you and help you not to fall anymore. If you're disobeying your parents at home, if you lie to your parents, if you take some cookies out of the cookie jar without asking them, and you do these bad things, and your guardian angel tells you, you shouldn't be doing that. You say, I know I shouldn't do that. How will I get help so that I can be stronger? Well, of course, you can go to confession, but you can also come to communion, and Jesus will help you. He'll help you to ward off the evils. Dear children, you have in the tabernacle, from this day on, a close friend. From this day forward, you can receive Jesus any day you want. And dear children, here in St. Mary's, Kansas, we have masses every day. Some of you can even walk to Mass, maybe. Or maybe your parents come to daily Mass. But think about that. You can come and receive Jesus any day forward now. Now you can go to the communion rail and receive our Lord. And He'll help you. You'll receive God Himself. That's your choice, though. Don't you think Jesus would be happy if we decided every day here on out, when we can, to go and to receive Him? Don't you think that would make Him happy? Don't you think God, who gave us this sacrament, looks forward to the days when His children, you, His children, can come and He can meet you? And you receive Him and He speaks to you. And He gives Himself to you. He looks forward to that. That's why He gave us this sacrament. He's our friend. Just a few weeks ago, dear children, there was a very beautiful church in Paris that was burning down. Beautiful church, Notre Dame. Big, big, gorgeous, Gothic church, beautiful church, had a special relic. The crown of thorns, the very crown of thorns that our Lord wore during His passion. And there was a priest, a chaplain for the fire brigade. And when the church was burning down, this priest realized that his friend was still in the church. In the church that was burning down, he said, my friend is in that church. I can't let my friend perish in that church. Because that church is on fire. Who was his friend? It was Jesus. And at the risk of his life, this priest went into the church while fire was falling down into the church. And he saved the crown of thorns. And he went and he grabbed the Blessed Sacrament and he took it. He took and he saved his friend, as he said, from the fire. The priest is a hero. He really believed in the presence of our Lord. Realize, dear children, you have a friend in the tabernacle whom you can receive any day you want now. And today, too, you will make a consecration at the statue of Our Lady. You'll consecrate yourself to Our Lady and ask her to help you to always receive Jesus worthily. She'll help us. She'll help us to believe. She'll help us to give ourselves properly to Jesus, her Son. When you think about it, children, Our Lady, she gave Jesus his body. She gave Jesus his body. Jesus had no earthly father. We can say in a certain way that when you receive Jesus, you receive Our Lady. They're so closely connected. She gave us his body. It's because of Our Lady that we get to receive him at this sacred banquet. So you'll thank her today. Thank her for being the Immaculata who gives us this immaculate host, this unspotted, this holy host, Jesus' body. Body, blood, soul, and divinity. She'll strengthen our faith just like she did St. John Vianney. He was a holy priest, a holy saint. But he himself said one time, he asked Our Lady, "I have doubts about the Holy Eucharist. I have some doubts that it's really Jesus there." And he prayed to Our Lady to help him. So when he went to communion to give communion, one day the host detached itself from his hands and floated to the mouth of the person he was giving communion to. Our Lady did that so that St. John Vianney would believe once and for all that it really is Jesus. What will you give Jesus today, dear children? Think about it. Jesus is giving you today his entire being, everything. Body, blood, soul, and divinity. What will you give him in return? Will you give him a short act of faith? Will you give him a little act of charity? Will you give him a little sacrifice? What do you think we should give to Jesus in return for him giving us his entire being? We should give him everything back, dear children, everything. So tell Jesus when you receive him today that you love him. Ask him to keep you always from sin and tell him, "I will give you everything that I can back." And you'll do that simply by being obedient, by doing what mom and dad ask you, by saying your prayers, and by loving to come and receive him every day that you can from here on out. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.